Hey, what's on? Rin's punching me in the face with Mario. For those that don't know, we have a Mario stuffed doll. Well, anyways, hey guys, what's going on? This is Nowhere.
And Rin.
And we are back again with another Things About Me episode. We are super duper excited. And we are also a random couple that talk about random and ramble about random things.
And random rambles.
Random rambles and about ourselves and the world around us. So, without any further ado, would you like to read off the first one or do you want me to?
You go ahead.
Okay, here we go. What public figure do you disagree with the most?
Probably Tommy Lauren and or Donald Trump.
Okay. Same. Same.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you buy people mementos when you go on vacation? Yes.
No, I don't. I can't say that I do.
Really?
Yeah, I guess.
I love getting people things. I'm like, okay, you get a magnet, you get a pen, you get some chocolate.
Like, whenever I have money, honestly, like, I make sure to not forget birthdays, though.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if I'm, like, around you.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I make sure that I do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Describe Mondays for you in one word.
Exhausting.
Reset. Reset. Have you ever ran out of gas in your car? And if so, where?
No.
Never. You would never.
Something you guys need to know about Nowhere
is that
he is one of those people that would be like, oh, I know my car. When the gas is like almost on empty or it's on empty. And he's like, nah, we got some miles. We're good. But I know my car. And I'm freaking out.
Were we on the side of the road though?
Almost.
We were not.
Until I begged you to go
to the gas station.
Well,
you
me and your
begging.
Sister.
Nobody was
your
begging.
Your sister and I begged you.
Nobody
for
was
several
begging.
Miles.
Nobody
to
begged.
Pull over at a gas
like,
station.
Like, literally, it took like 5 minutes to get down the road and get some gas.
Okay.
We're good to go, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Hey, can you read the next question?
What does honor mean to you in a few words?
In a few words, so seven.
Seven?
Seven tops, yeah.
What do you mean?
A few is, you know,
you mean seven words.
Yeah, seven
I
words.
Thought that was
I think
your...
a few is like either nine or seven. I don't know.
What does honor mean to you? Honor. I'm sorry, the only thing that's coming to mind is Mulan, the song.
You'll bring honor to a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the first that, like, anytime I hear the word honor, that's like the first thing that comes to mind.
Well, commitment, loyalty, commitment and loyalty to whatever cause that you have, you know, that brings honor, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
Honor is being true to yourself.
For sure.
And respect.
Integrity.
Yes.
Holding
absolutely.
That up,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So next question. We have, do you like throwing parties? Hell no. No, I don't. No.
Have you ever thrown a party in your life?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Tell us about it. I'm
okay,
curious.
So it was Taco Tuesday, DC.
Okay.
We're getting tequila and stuff like that, and it's just a bad time.
Yeah.
Total bad time.
Who like did you invite? Like really close.
Whole
friends?
Bunch of people that I did not know.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Were you like one of those people that's like walking in the store? It's like, hey, you come to my party later. Like just random people? Or was it like you invited friends and friends invited
sometimes
friends?
Sometimes it would be random people. Sometimes it would be friends of friends. You know.
Huh.
BYOB.
Was this every Tuesday?
No, it wasn't. No.
Okay.
It was just like a random Tuesday. And everybody was off. And it just, you know. I think it was like a holiday. That just so happened to land on a Tuesday, and everybody that I associated with was off, and I guess everybody that they associated with was off.
Yeah.
So they just came over, we had a ball, and wow. You know, it was terrible because tequila is terrible. Yeah, absolutely terrible. Yeah. And then that plus other things is just like, whoa.
We'll have to talk about things later. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's bittersweet for me because I'm like an introverted extrovert. And, you know, obviously I value my me time or us time. And but I do get like the social bug sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I really just want to go out and dance or, you know, go hang out with some friends or whatever. So I have remembered distinctly having a party at my place. It was like a Valentine's Day party because I was getting tired of everyone being like, oh, I'm alone, it's Singles Awareness Day and blah blah blah. And I was like, y'all, Valentine's Day doesn't necessarily have to be like about romance and about being in a relationship and yada yada yada. So I hosted a party at my apartment. And
the singles party.
No, it wasn't. It was just a Valentine's Day party. Like anyone, well, any of my friends could have came. I had baked like a cake or like some I think it was cupcakes. Mm-hmm. I forgot if I actually made food, but I definitely made lots of desserts and stuff. And a bunch of people came, like a lot of my friends. And you know, thank goodness I had a really good circle of friends where like they wouldn't have just invited any random person. And if they did, they like ask me first and like call or text me and be like, hey, blah blah blah. But they were all friends and everyone hung out. I didn't have enough chairs, so a lot of people ended up sitting on the floor. We were like in a circle, people talking, taking pictures and eating cupcakes, and it was just a really like PG type of a party.
I can't chill.
We didn't do that hardcore stuff.
That's not hardcore. That's like a normal that's a normal party. Like
I guess we had a kids party because I was like, all right, y'all gonna be happy. Well, sitting in this circle.
I mean you did hang out with the good people.
Yeah,
so
we had a very, I don't know, it was just really chill.
A mature.
But you know, cleaning group. Up afterwards is kind of a hassle.
Yeah.
Not that they made a big mess, but you know, you gotta clean up any crumbs.
It's 10 times worse when you're drunk. I'm telling you.
Can't even.
Yeah, it's 10 times worse. I swear. Trying to take out the trash and everything like that is 10 times worse when you're drunk. Like in the middle of DC, it's wild, man. All right, you got the next one.
Have you ever been on TV?
Yes, as a child.
What?
Yeah, I was a student at this karate center, and the local news came out, and I was just on TV as a kid.
You were like, hi-ya.
Yeah, essentially.
That's so cute.
And then my grandpa told me that, hey, your 15 minutes of fame is up.
Dang.
It was like, you just spent your 15 minutes of fame, and I was like, wow. That is something to tell.
Did you guys record it?
I don't know.
We should look into that, babe. You never told me that.
I don't know.
How cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Have you ever been on TV?
Yeah. Remember Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah. You were. Okay. Yeah. For those that don't know,
I'm in one episode of Sleepy Hollow, the TV show.
And she got paid for it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It wasn't much, but it was not, it was really cool at the how it worked out, because I was working two, three jobs at the time, and of course I was crazy busy, never had a day off, and this was the one day I didn't have any work at all whatsoever. And they were like, this is an all-day thing, you have to dedicate your whole day. And I was like, bet, let's go.
Word.
And I was really feeling myself. They blew my head up a little bit because the casting call was like, we need people that are really attractive, young people in their 20s. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give this a shot. I sent in my headshot and everything, and they picked me, and I was like, I'm beautiful. Oh my god.
That's dope.
No, but it was really awesome. And literally though, everyone in there was drop dead gorgeous, like the boys, the girls. I was looking around like, little old me is just around all these models, right? Like, it was so crazy. Everyone there was beautiful. Everyone there was super nice. And I had a good time.
That's dope.
I had a good time. And you can just see part of my head, part of my face in the background the actual episode. I don't know if I ever showed you.
That's wild. That is wild.
Yes. But okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was just a funny story. Okay. Oh, and I was on there when I was little.
Hmm.
We'll talk about that later. Okay. It was like something for my school. Hmm. Okay. What is your idea of moral support? Go ahead. You're fine.
Okay. So moral support is like just really supporting whoever you're trying to support.
supporting the supportee
in any way, shape, or form. Like, but that's where like a lot of people get it twisted. They expect too much out of moral support, like, because you have to do a lot of things by yourself. I know that stuff sucks, honestly. But, like, that's the best thing. That's the best way to get things done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My idea of moral support is someone is not just supporting someone by... Okay, let me reword that. Basically being there for someone in their lowest moments and listening. Versus just trying to give advice and trying to fix or help the situation. Like just listening to what they have to say, what they have to do. And then also if they ask for it, to give them like valid, unbiased advice, you know?
And that's really hard, especially.
Yeah.
It's really hard because if you love that person, that you're supposed to be supporting, like if somebody does them wrong, then it's just extremely, extremely hard to not have your own bias, because of course you've been working with or being with or, you know, been friends with whoever you're trying to, you know, help out. So it's very, very hard, but just being a shoulder to cry on or somebody that can listen is a hard task.
But I mean also like letting them know if they did something wrong, like, hey, I'm here for you and I'm your friend and I'm going to support you however, like you effed up. Like, let's just acknowledge that,
for sure,
you know, and also just be honest with them.
Yeah,
I think that's what's most important.
Same. Okay, so do you own a camera, and if so, what was the last photo you took?
I do have a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Last photos I took was probably downtown, I think.
Last photo that I took was downtown, back where I'm from.
That's fun. That's kind of interesting.
I don't really take pictures.
So
like
you took your pictures downtown in your hometown, and I took pictures in my hometown downtown.
Yeah, downtown, hometown.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Okay, so another question is, what do you think still has a double standard? What do you think still has a double standard? We gonna step on some toes today. We here. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Double standard. When someone says no offense.
Yeah.
And
I thought you were gonna try to you know, go somewhere like political or social or something like that.
No. Okay. Just in general, when people are like, "Oh, no offense," but then continues to say something.
It's like,
offensive.
I don't mean to be a dick, but I'm gonna be a dick. Yeah. Yeah, that's usually how it works, honestly. Shoot. I think that. I don't know. You know, I can't say. I really can't say. You know what I mean? This is another one that I'm gonna have to throw up to the books, because if I say something, it's probably gonna going to be held at me, and I'm going to be held in contempt for it later. So, you know what?
We're just going to...
By anybody, and oh, I'm not down with that. So we're going to just wrap it up there. And yeah, I totally agree with you. So,
yeah.
So, but anyways, yeah, guys, if you could please give us a follow on our socials, not our social securities, but our social media. You can find those in the description below. And yeah, without any further ado, Rin, could you please take us out?
Until next time, guys, this is Rin.
This is Nowhere.
Stay safe.
Stay positive.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hey.